Right now, we got more teams to give away in March Mattress. Now, here's what we're going to do. We haven't played this game in a couple of years. It's always fun. It's a crowd pleaser. It's what's under your bed, okay? Now, you call in here, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. If you got something interesting under your bed, Brad and I, if we stop you and we decide that's mattress worthy.
Yeah, we need, hold on. That's we need to know more.
That's mattress worthy, then we'll flip you a couple of teams. So if you got something interesting under your bed, 360-733-5476.
It could be something that you maybe store under there, forgot under there. Maybe it's something you keep under there because you access it quite regularly while you're in bed.
Now we heard guns a lot in the years past, so that really isn't going to intrigue me anymore. The guns. I mean, unless it's a bazooka or something that you've got underneath there. But 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. All right, all the lines are going here.
I had no other place to store the center leaf of our dining room table for a long time. So the center leaf of the dining room table was underneath our bedroom bed.
I don't know if that's going to be mattress worthy.
Okay, I'm just telling you that was what we kept under there. We had no place else to keep it.
I don't know. Let's go in here and see what we got. Brad and John, KISM, what's under your bed?
Orca head.
Oh, wait, an orca head?
Yeah.
Wait, is that legal? What are you talking about?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, all right. We're going to move along and send your number on to the authorities.
Orca head.
Brad and John, KISM, what's under your bed? Make sure the delay is
I've
on.
Got
Yes?
I got a poker table and some poker chips.
Okay, all right. Brad and John, KISM, what's under your bed?
How's it going today?
Yeah, I have
old cat fur balls under my bed.
Okay. Yeah. Brad and John, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM, what's under your bed?
My wife works all the clothes
and
the kids have gone out of.
Wow.
Yeah,
your
we
cell
can't,
phone?
Yeah, your cell phone. You're calling. I'm calling you from under my bed. Brad and John, KISM, what's under your bed?
Bras.
Bras. Wait, do you keep
did
your
she say drugs or bras?
I think she said bras, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is this like new bras or old bras?
All bras, because they won't fit in a drawer. I have to put them in a big storage container.
Oh, okay. So you have
so many, or what?
Big cup size.
Oh, I'm interested, John.
Oh, well, all right.
Let's dole out a couple teams, one for each cup. Come on, let's go, man.
3Ds.
Wait, you're telling me they don't make a dresser or a hanger? Or what do you do with your? Do you hang your bras? Do you dresser your bras? What do you do with your bras?
She puts them under her bed.
Put them nicely, like in a storage container, but it's like a 2-foot bin.
You got to go to Lowe's or something? You
got
to go to like a big store
to
get one of those like a tote? You go to tote? Let's get a tote? A tote for my bra.
And if you hang them, then the straps get all big and then they loosen up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. It's okay. So a tote full of bras is under your bed. What's your name?
Rochelle.
Okay, all Rochelle, right. Let's give Rochelle a couple of teams. Who's she getting?
You got the 6-seed Buffalo. Okay. And the 4-seed Virginia Tech. So
okay.
A 4-seed and a 6-seed. Not too bad.
Hold on, Rochelle.
Got the Hokies in there.
Oh, don't go anywhere. Brad and John, KISM.
Buffalo has got a good team, too, man. They've been running season.
They've been in the top 20 year.
Yes, they have.
Brad and John, KISM, what's under your bed?
Hey, I have a light bar under my bed.
A light bar?
Yeah, it's just, it's built into the bed. It's just beautiful blue light under there.
So like a car that's got that underlighting underneath it, you got like lighting.
Oh. Why would you have lighting under your bed?
Just like that.
No, but why?
It came like that. We picked it out and it's just nice to have ambience and not have the big light on.
Can you set it to do different things? Can you make it do different colors to make it flash in certain patterns and stuff?
Nope. You can turn it on and turn it off.
I don't understand why you have a light under the bed. What is the point of that?
It just So it just makes nice light in the room, light.
From underneath the bed?
That's correct.
Okay, I don't get that at all.
That's kind of cool. Does it give us like stadium lighting? I don't know. I'm just picturing the bed being like illuminated, like it's showtime.
It's just like a nice glow in the room.
Okay.
Is that something that the bed company offers? Someone offers that, or you fashioned it together yourself?
It came on a bed. We bought it at the store with a light under it.
And does it sync up to like do you get some kind of showtime thing? If there's activity going on, you got lights flashing and you got this music playing.
Depends on what kind of night it is, man. You could have the cool kind of ethereal kind of light going on. You could have the club bumping lights.
You just use your imagination. It has a great glow.
That is nice. Yeah, I like it, man.
All right, well, it was weird enough that we asked you a few questions about it. I've never heard of anything like that. All right, let's give, what's your name?
My name is Cindy.
All right, let's give Cindy a couple of teams here, Brad.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Cindy.
Cindy?
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've got the 8-seed Utah State. They play the Huskies tomorrow at about 4 o'clock. So Utah State and Mississippi State. 5-seed and an 8-seed.
Yay, sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Are you going to watch the games from bed?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that, now that I think of it, you know, first I'm thinking, well, why would you want a light under your bed? But if you are storing stuff under your bed, I mean, listen to all these people. Rochelle's got a tote bin of bras under her bed. It might be nice to have a little illumination under there.
Mm-hmm. Plus,
yes,
I guess if you rock to the bed naked, you're lit from below. You know, the lighting kind of comes from below and accentuates everything.
I think you should get a fog machine under there too.
Get that rolling in there.
Fog machine,
dry ice.
Oh yeah, get that whole thing going there.
I think both of you need a light under your bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a confetti cannon that pops off at the end.
That's right. Hold on, Cindy. More of America's new favorite game, What's Under Your Bed, coming up later on this morning for teams in March Mattress.